Morning and Evening by Charles Haddon Spurgeon. October 31st, morning. Renew steadfastness. Renew a steadfast spirit within me. Psalm 51, verse 10. A backslider, if there is a spark of life left, will groan after restoration, and in this renewal, grace is required the same as at conversion. As repentance and faith were necessary then, it is needed now. Only the same grace that first came can bring a backslider back to Jesus. No one can be renewed without a manifestation of the Holy Spirit's energy, as real and true as was felt at conversion. Flesh and blood are as much in the way now as then. Let your personal weakness be an argument to make you pray for help. When David felt powerless, he did not fold his arms or close his lips. He hastened to the mercy seat, saying, "Renew a steadfast spirit within me." Let the doctrine that you can do nothing drive you with an earnestness to Israel's strong helper. Oh, for grace to plead with God as though you were pleading for your very life. Lord, renew a steadfast spirit within me. If you sincerely pray for God to do this, you will prove your honesty by using the means of grace through which God works. Be much in prayer. Live much on the Word of God. Kill the lust that has driven your Lord from you. Be careful to watch over the future uprisings of sin. The Lord has His own appointed ways. Sit by the wayside, and you will be ready when He passes. Continue in the blessed ordinances that foster and nourish your dying graces. Know that all power must proceed from Him. Continually cry, "Renew a steadfast spirit within me." October 31st, evening. A friend in trouble. I knew you in the wilderness, in the land of great drought. Hosea chapter 13, verse 5. Yes, Lord, you knew me in my fallen condition, and still you chose me. When I was loathsome and self-abhorrent, you received me as your child and satisfied my needs. May your name be blessed forever for your rich and boundless mercy. Since then, my inward experience has often been a wilderness, but you own me as your beloved. You poured streams of love and grace into me, to gladden me and to make me fruitful. When my outward circumstances were at their worst and I wandered in a land of drought, your presence comforted me. People have forsaken me, but you have known my soul in adversities, because no affliction of mine dims the luster of your love. Most gracious Lord, I magnify you for all your faithfulness in my difficult circumstances. I deplore it when my exalted heart forgets you. I owe everything to your gentleness and love. Have mercy on your servant. My soul, if Jesus acknowledges you in difficulty, be certain to follow him and his cause now that you are prosperous. Do not let worldly success lift you up so that you are ashamed of the truth. Follow Jesus into the wilderness. Bear the cross with him when persecution grows hot. He was with you in poverty and shame. Never be so treacherous as to be ashamed of him. Oh, for more shame at the thought of being ashamed of my beloved. Jesus, my soul clings to you. I'll turn to thee in days of light, as well as nights of care. Thou brightest amid all that's bright, thou fairest of the fair.